the narcissist's silent treatment. Not only is it emotionally exhausting, but it makes you feel like you're completely worthless. So what are you supposed to do when you're the victim of the narcissist's silent treatment? Most experts are gonna tell you that ideally this would be a two-word answer, no contact. But in real life, things don't always work ideally, and sometimes people have to live with narcissists. Just to be clear, the silent treatment is a manipulation tactic where a toxic narcissist will stop talking to you for hours, days, weeks, even months in order to punish you for some perceived slight. It can cause serious emotional and psychological damage if you don't realize what's happening while it's happening. Believe it or not, this is just one of the many signs of gaslighting and emotional abuse that you're going to notice in a toxic relationship with a narcissist. And in the case of a covert narcissist, you might often find yourself getting the old silent treatment during the discard phase. The first thing that you need to do as a survivor, as a future thriver, is educate yourself about the situation. I always say that knowledge is power, and the first fact you must know about this issue is exactly why they do it. Why do they give you the silent treatment in the first place? So it's important to recognize that while many people have a moment, they need to step away, they need to retreat and think about stuff, someone who really cares about you is never ever going to use this abusive tactic to punish you. This is not a tactic a healthy person would use, you understand? Normal people don't punish someone for their own bad behavior, such as being caught in a lie, but narcissists, as you painfully know, most definitely will. This, my friend, should be a huge red flag for you. Let's discuss why narcissists are so prone to using the silent treatment as a way to manipulate and punish you. In other words, why do narcissists give you the silent treatment? What's the psychology of that? See, whether they recognize it consciously or not, narcissists are wired to sort of push your buttons in order to get what they want. Now, you might wonder which button they're trying to push when they just go silent, right? Like, what does that even mean? You might be surprised to find out that it's not really about making you crazy from lack of communication or even pure boredom, but it's really more about playing on your worst fears. Bear with me, I'll explain. I'm betting one of your worst fears is the fear of being alone in the world with no help or support from anyone to just be there for you. Am I right? And I'm guessing that if you're currently involved or were once involved with a narcissist, you're thinking of all kinds of little things the narcissist did in order to play on those fears. So by verbally and emotionally cutting you off, the narcissist offers you a little taste of what life might be like without their, you know, charming, awesome, godlike self. Did you catch that sarcasm? So that's why the narcissist ignores and belittles and devalues you, because it plays on your fear of being alone. It is the narcissist's hope that in enacting this silent narcissistic rage against you, they will force you into submission and into being the good little narcissistic supply they want. Plus, the silent treatment works particularly well on sensitive, empathic people who are often very attractive to narcissists, because we tend to be wired to respond and attempt to soothe the emotions of the people around us, especially when we love them. You feel me? You don't have to take the silent treatment lying down. So let's talk about how we can beat the silent treatment from the narcissist. So how do you deal with this behavior without completely losing your flippin' mind? Well, if you're staying in the relationship because you feel like you have no choice, you can play the game. But in the end, the best option is always to leave and move forward. With that being said, we all know that sometimes it's easier said than done. And sometimes we have our reasons for making the choices that we make and for why we don't just leave already if it's so bad. So I want to say to you that if you are being physically abused, none of the following is relevant, and I want you to get help right now. So stop watching and start packing. But if you're still with me, make no mistake and recognize this. The silent treatment is abuse. It is painful and it makes you miserable. As someone who is probably codependent or has been in the past, you might feel like you need to fix whatever you did wrong in order to get the narcissist to be nice to you again. But the truth is, this is exactly what the narcissist wants. For you, my friend, to bend over backward, trying to appease them. All the while, the narcissist has absolutely no intention of allowing that to happen. They will only stop using the silent treatment when it is convenient for them to do that, or when they want or need something from you, of course. But if you work on your own self-esteem, and you learn how to set proper boundaries for yourself, and then you recognize that you are worthy of love and respect, you're already going to be on your way to learning how to disarm the silent treatment of the narcissist. You don't have to just accept it and carry around this false hope that one day the narcissist will change, because chances are they will not. So how do you disarm a narcissist who's using the silent treatment? Well, picture this. You're getting the silent treatment again, a lovely part of the discard phase that everyone who's ever been in a narcissist's path probably has experienced. Maybe you've been accused of being selfish, or of ignoring the narcissist's emotional or physical needs, or of being dishonest or arrogant or lazy, or any number of insulting descriptives that they might throw at you. But for the record, what's really happening here most of the time is projection, as in narcissists project their own inadequacies onto you. So as usual, it's all about the narcissist and not about you. I know you're shocked. Assuming you're going to play the game, here's how you're going to cope with the silent treatment. The next time you're confronted with the icy, hateful, silent treatment for yet another perceived infraction, I want you to come back here. I want you to watch this video one more time. And I want you to remember this. This is a game of control. The narcissist believes they can control you with their own lack of communication and concern. The only way to take back your power here is to refuse to respond. That's right, just go on about your life like the narcissist isn't even there. Do whatever you'd normally do, and you blatantly ignore the behavior no matter how pissed off they get. So yeah, that means don't send them texts trying to reason with them. Don't post any whiny crap on your Facebook. Don't allow the narcissist to know that they are affecting you in any way at all. Do not give them what they want when they behave this way and they'll stop. When they realize they're not breaking your heart, they're gonna try something different. And while this definitely will not solve your narcissist problem, it will most definitely stop them from enacting the silent treatment for too long. Now here's another tip for you that you're gonna wanna pay attention to. The silent treatment will end, and if you're not careful, the narcissist will hoover you back in. When they decide the silent treatment is over, and guess what, they need your narcissistic supply again, they're gonna do anything in their power to do exactly what I said. They're gonna suck you back in. That's what we call the Hoover maneuver, so don't fall for it. It's really not gonna get any better, and they're really not planning to change. In fact, the very moment that you relent and you allow the narcissist back into your heart, back into your life, they're gonna go right back to the same behavior they've always shown you. All right, now this brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, have you ever had to deal with a narcissist's silent treatment? And what did you do to cope if you did? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life, and hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm gonna leave for you right there and right there. And while you're here, hit the subscribe button right over there so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.